Well, I do drink that at work.
I like to drink all the time when I'm at work. Oh, shit, we started the podcast. Welcome, everyone, to the newest podcast, Tech Brews and Games, where we review video games while we throw back some cold ones. Try to ignore... Yeah, snap that cold beer. Throw back a few cold ones with the boys and, you know... Really, this gives me an excuse to get rid of my daughters and tell my wife to leave because I'm working. Really, you know? That's all. That's it. No, I'm just kidding. Margaret, if you're listening, that was a joke.
I was going to say, hopefully Margaret doesn't listen to this.
She's not going to listen to this.
She really wants to hear about, yeah, computer parts and video games. That's what really gets Margaret going in the day. So, anyways, we'll start out with who I am. Who Mitchell is, M-Dog, and who Gopher Gage is. So, I started out video gaming way back in the day. When I was probably like 5, I remember being at my friend's house. He had a Super Nintendo. I didn't even know what a video game was at that point in time, but he broke it out. We started playing some Super Mario, and I fell in love. In fact, I actually remember... I would love to ask my parents, actually, when I was even hanging out with Charlie, because I think I was like 5 or earlier than that. But that's how memorable this moment was for me, was we started playing. We played it for maybe like an hour or two. Charlie got bored of it. He wanted to leave and go do something else. I told him he could go without me. And then I sat in his parents' room playing the Super Nintendo while he went and did something else while I just sat there by myself at my friend's house playing the Super Nintendo. And then after that... I'm pretty sure I bugged my parents to buy one. They went and bought one for me and my older brother, and then we just obsessively played the Super Nintendo ever since then. And then that morphed into a Nintendo 64, which then turned into like an Xbox and a PlayStation 2, which then turned into the Xbox 360. And then eventually I figured out how awesome it is to build your own computers rather than sitting here buying these stupid consoles that are limited to their graphics and everything else. And then from there on out, I actually ended up somehow getting a hold of like an Atari. At this point now, I've got like this 30-pound bin sitting in my basement that literally has like an Atari, the Super NES, Nintendo 64, three different types of Xboxes, a PlayStation 3, and just like a ridiculous amount of video games that I just kind of refuse to get rid of, even though my wife thinks that we're just... wasting away our storage with something that at least I think is probably worth like a lot of money, and she just doesn't even know it because, you know, she doesn't know anything about video games.
She didn't play video games growing up.
No, she did not, you know. But, you know, I don't go into the bathroom and be like, well, look at all this makeup. What a bunch of worthless shit. You should get rid of all of it, you know? Like, whatever. But anyways, now I've got this custom built computer. Has a Ryzen 5 1800X. I've got a 3060 Ti in there. Magically pulled that out one day. No idea how I got a hold of it, considering all that stuff is still sold out. 16 gigabytes of RAM on a motherboard and a computer case that is slowly standing up against time. Not too sure. That computer case, believe it or not, is actually like... I think it's going on like... freaking 7 years old now or something like that, which is weird. You can tell it's old because it doesn't have RGB lights on it.
Is that the same case that Jason spilled the beer on?
Yes. Yeah, that's the same case that he... Yeah. There's actually still beer stains inside of that computer case. That's how crazy it is. He dropped a beer, landed perfectly on the corner, whole thing blew out inside of the computer. Somehow, magically, the computer kept running that night. I tried to wipe it all off. I shut down the computer. The next morning, I went to go turn it on. Wouldn't turn on. So then I texted Jason. I was like, hey, dude, you broke my computer. He immediately was like, well, I guess I owe you a new one. And I was like, man, maybe actually I just got a pretty good deal out of this whole thing, man. I just got a computer almost free. I decided to actually split it with him. I didn't want to be completely mean and make him pay $2,000 for all new computer parts, because I may have went a little crazy and upgraded more than I needed to, but...
He didn't need to know there was a...
Hopefully he's not listening to this either. Shit. Sorry, Jason, but... For anyone listening, we just had like a complete sheer meltdown. We actually just had to completely reset and restart. There's beer everywhere. There's broken mics. It was a mess. Anyways, Mitch, how did you get started with video games?
So I'm Rob's younger brother. So I've pretty much
been gaming with him since I was born. I think that my earliest video game that I ever played was probably like Super Mario 2 or 3 on the Super Nintendo, or Yoshi's Island. But yeah, otherwise, I mean, played with the NES, we actually had a Sega console when we were younger.
We did.
And we had Sonic the Hedgehog 2. I mean, that's the only game that I remember on that console. But yeah, we had an N64. We had a GameCube. The first console that I actually owned was a Xbox 360. And
that was pretty much just in that way. I mean, you could play Call of Duty together and Halo together online, and that was really it. And then we made our parents pay for our online membership, so that was cool.
Oh yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise now I have a PS4 that I got like pretty much specifically for the Spider-Man game and for Kingdom Hearts 3. And then otherwise I have a computer that I built. Like Rob, I mean, he was the one that got me into building computers. So I have a Ryzen 7 with a RTX 2070 Super in it. And like, unfortunately, when I built my computer, literally like a month later, they announced the 3000 series. And so I spent like twice as much money on a 2070 than I really should have, but that's a story for another time.
Yeah, but in reality, though, yeah, no one can even get a hold of a 30 series. So even if you did wait, you probably wouldn't even have a new computer. So probably good that you just went with what you did. But yeah, I mean, I remember, man, even you were playing video games before you wanted to play video games before you could even play video games. There's actually there's a picture of me sitting in a red chair and you were standing next to me in a pair of jean overalls.
Oh, yeah.
And I gave you a unplugged controller.
An N64 controller.
Mind you, no, it wasn't N64, it was Super Nintendo, actually. Yeah, you were barely able to stand, man. You were probably like two or three, and you were holding this unplugged controller, and the controller is actually upside down.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even realize what's going on.
I'm pretty sure that was an N64 controller. So I think I was holding it like backwards, like completely backwards.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to, because it was on that old TV that sat on the ground that had the built-in like massive speakers on the sides.
Yeah, the big wooden box TV that we had.
It was the most ridiculous TV. Good memories on it. There are a lot of Jet Force Gemini was played on that game.
Yeah.
Or on that TV, I mean, which was an amazing game also. But anyways, yeah, that's at least the extent of, I guess, Mitchell. So Gage, when did you first get into gaming?
The first game I remember playing was GoldenEye on the Nintendo 64. I played it with our friend Patrick, and his older brother, you know, had it. And I remember playing it at his house when I was 6 or maybe 7. And then, you know, from there, my dad was always a computer gamer, so he was playing on my dad's computer. And, you know, I remember playing Age of Empires 2 when I was a little kid. I've been playing that my whole life. And then, I had a Game Boy Color. I played Pokemon Gold, was my favorite game, and then Crystal came out. I played Crystal a lot, and then since then, we got a PS2 for Christmas, me and my sister, and we played a lot of SSX Tricky, which is a snowboarding game. It was awesome. A great game.
We played that on the GameCube.
Yep. Yeah. We played the crap out of that game on
it's
the GameCube.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
So we played a lot of that. I played a lot of racing games. I played Medal of Honor, I think it was called. Mm-hmm. That was a good game. And then, I've always been more of a computer person. We've always had computers growing up, and when I graduated high school, I got a Dell pre-built, and I played that for a couple of years. And when Diablo 3 came out, I had to upgrade and got a GTX 560 that I put into it. It was pretty sweet.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And then I played that for a few years, and then I built a computer in 2015, which was my first not pre-built computer. And I played on that for a few years, and now I've got a 8700K with a 2070 Super and 32 gigabytes of RAM, and it's pretty sweet.
We pretty much have the same computer, don't we?
Pretty much.
Just about, yeah. Actually, and funny enough, man, actually, my very first custom-built computer, not the one that I basically bought off of my older brother just to attempt to play StarCraft II, but like the first one that I ever actually built myself I had a 570 GTX. Ooh. So right around the same time, I guess, as you started custom building computers. And I remember I tried to hold on to that computer for as long as I could. I actually put a second 570 GTX in it.
SLI'd them.
And tried to SLI nice. It. And immediately I was like, this was such a mistake. This thing is still such garbage. I was like, it's playing StarCraft II just a little bit better. But at that time, though, the video games that were coming out that I really needed that additional graphics card power for, it just
nothing.
Ended up sucking. But
anyways. I tried building a computer out of high school. My parents wouldn't let me. They made me buy a pre-built.
Boo.
They wouldn't let, like, even if you're paying with your own money, they wouldn't let you build your
well,
own
computer? Well, I got a bunch of money for graduation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I told my parents, like, hey, I want to build a computer. And they're like, no, no, we don't want you building one. Just buy one. And I got a Dell, you know, an XPS. And
yeah.
It wasn't great. But,
which is
you
funny
know.
Now because now you're custom building computers, not just for your parents, but also for your sister.
And my grandma.
And
really? You're going to give your grandma a 3060?
Oh, yeah. Now, grandma needed a new computer. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'll build you one, you know? And she was like, okay. You know, she doesn't know.
It's funny, man. How many people I've, like, custom-built computers for now is ridiculous. And I'm not even always necessarily, I guess, the one assembling it. But I get, you know, whatever, people that come to me and they're just like, hey, man, these are the specs that I'm looking at. This is what I'm thinking. Like, what do you think? And I give them my 2 cents, and it's one of those things where even though now on the internet it's so easy to go out online, find websites that'll pretty much like custom build the computer for you, but people still come to me just because they know that I've been doing it for, I don't know, however long now, like pretty much like over 10 years custom building these computers. So, but otherwise, what do you guys feel like was some of the most like nostalgic games or like most, I guess the games that impacted your life the most that really got you so locked into video gaming? Like the very first one that I can ever remember that got me so, so incredibly locked in, and I'm sure a lot of other people would say this, but like Pokemon Red and Blue, like instantly got me so hooked on video games where I went, it wasn't just like I picked up a Game Boy Color, you know, or Advance or whatever it was that I was playing it on at the time. It's not that I just picked it up and I was like, oh, this game's kind of fun. Like, I went above and beyond. Like, I went and bought a strategy guide. I played it over, like, 100 times. I was looking stuff up to be like, oh, where can I find, you know, like, you know, the eggs in the game? And where can I find, like, the secret Pokemon? Like, remember in Red and Blue, actually, at the start, you could get on a Lapras, go around to the corner, the back corner of the start menu, and then there was one little section of an island where you could actually find a Pokemon that was just a question mark. But he would immediately be like level 99, and if you had a master Pokeball, you could pick up this question mark that was like the secret hidden, like Easter egg Pokemon in the game. And that
right at the start,
and it was you had to pretty much for the most part like kind of like beat the game, and then you could go back and do it. But it was like almost an ultimate way to have a guaranteed like way OP character. Like in the game, like I don't, Mitch, do you remember that at all?
No,
or is that just me that remembers that?
I never, when it came to Pokemon, I never really went into like, I never followed like strategy guides. My strategy with Pokemon was always the, like, you get your starter Pokemon and he's going to be the fucking guy.
He was level 99. Everybody else was like 12.
Yeah, exactly. So I just use him for every single fight for the entire game for as long as I can.
Which, funny enough though, actually just back when I was in college, I was donating plasma for additional money on the side because I was like, I'm broke. I'm so broke. I was like, I need some money. So while I was donating plasma for like an hour, you know, like twice a week or whatever, I actually downloaded, I think it was Pokemon Green on my cell phone, and I was playing it, and I used that strategy. I got a Charizard. That was my only character that I used through the entire game. And by the time I got to the very end, my Charizard was like level 80 something, and I just blew through the entire game. Like, what a boring strategy, though. You know, but it worked.
The only thing that disappointed me about that strategy was the fact that, like, if you ever came across the fights where you had to fight like two people at once, and so you'd have two Pokemon out, and it's like, oh, we're not going to fight you because you only have one Pokemon, so it'll be unfair. And it's like, yeah, for you, it'll be unfair. So I'm going to crush both of you with my level one night, Pokemon. Yeah, my one starter Pokemon.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a Game Shark for the Game Boy?
Yeah.
Where you could cheat.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And have everybody level 99.
I did, and that's actually, man, funny that you say that, because I think that's what really got me into modding video games. Like, I was never super big into just always cheating my way through a video game, but I always thought it was really fun. And especially, like, nowadays on GTA 5, probably, like, the number one video game to mod these days, I love to go back and mod GTA 5. Like, I'll throw in Iron Man or the Hulk as a character, or put in, like, ridiculous maps. Like, and I feel like that all kind of started from the Game Shark, just being like, oh, here's this third-party thing I can plug in, and holy crap, now I've got unlimited money, and I've got unlimited Pokeballs, and I got... You know,
yeah, Master Balls. You can get unlimited. That's what I always did. You can catch anything anytime.
Yeah,
yeah, and that was also pretty amazing. I think I definitely feel like Pokemon in general was the very first video game that ever got me like so deep into video games and realizing like how deep can I really go into a video game and kind of creating that like level of depth and love for it. Just being like, okay, in this cave, what can I find exactly in this cave? What kind of Pokemon do I need to, like, you know, get a Geodude at a high level down to a rate that I could catch him with just, like, a standard Pokeball? And, like, getting, like, way, way too in-depth. Not too in-depth, but just so in-depth with a video game where, you know, I fell in love with it more than, you know, I guess most people do that just kind of jump into a video game just being like, oh, yeah, I guess that's cool, you know, where I do way beyond research and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, I think with like the Nintendo 64, Jet Force Gemini was an insane game for me, where I played that game over and over and over again. Me and Mitch used to play it. It was an M-rated game that our parents hated us playing, but we didn't care. So every time they were out and we were at home and our quote-unquote older brother was watching us, we would be blowing up ants with a rocket launcher while all their limbs flew off and guts were everywhere. And oh my god.
Well, no, remember, we also convinced them that, like, it was more okay because you could turn off the, like, blood and guts. And so we would tell them, like, yeah, we're
setting was in there.
Turning it down so it's, like, a lot safer. And then, of course, when they would leave, we would have all the settings up and be blasting ant limbs everywhere.
Yeah, which just goes to show you, you know. You know, I like to consider myself a semi-normal person. And even playing that video game, I didn't come out to be some like crazy person, like,
yeah, other
know?
Than those three nurseries I blew up, like, I really haven't done all that much, you know.
Totally normal.
No, I would say the game that like first really got me into, I mean, I haven't 100% of like a lot of games, but I think the first one that I ever did was Ocarina of Time, you know, because we played the crap out of that game. Rob and I would like, we would set up TVs. Because for whatever reason, we had multiple N64s, so we would like set up TVs next to each other, and then we would pretty much just play the games like side by side and play through and see if we can get through the game faster.
It was almost like nowadays you have those like ghost racing,
right,
you know, like series where, and that's what we were kind of doing back in the day before that whole thing existed, was we would just play Ocarina of Time right next to each other, play the entire thing, try and play for the most part kind of with each other. One of us may get a little ahead of each other, like in one of the, you know, like in a boss battle or something like that, going through one of the temples. But yeah, that's I think the very first game personally that I ever truly beat to 100%, like collected every item, every single heart, every single like side thing that you could possibly do. And I think that a lot of people could speak levels about that game. That game just set a whole new level and record for everything. But, I mean, what about you, Gage, though? What's the game that set it all for you?
I guess probably the first one was either Age of Empires or SimCity 3000. I played a lot as a kid on the computer. Yeah,
that was a good game.
And, you know, it was pretty much from my dad. He always played it, and I loved watching him. And then when he was at work, I'd just play it myself. And I always loved playing it, and that was really what got me into it. And then after that, it was pretty much Pokemon, and then went from there.
Yeah, I definitely played with myself a lot as a kid too.
Yeah, parents are away. No pun intended.
Yeah, you know, brothers are off at college, parents are away.
Why not? So you
turn on the GameCube.
Did you ever play Sim Tower?
No, I never played Sim Tower. Oh my,
Sim Tower, man, was the one.
That's where you build the building and
I was obsessed with that game too, actually. And that game, I guess, like thinking back, I don't think that really kind of set the tone, because that game you couldn't get into depth with. Like, it was just kind of there. Like, here's what you can click on, here's what you can do. Just kind of try and manage the numbers, right. And that's about it. Don't let everything burn to the ground. But that was an amazing game also. And then I think, like, the first video game that I probably ever logged, like, 300-plus hours on was probably going to be Call of Duty, I would say. Either Halo or Call of Duty. Call of Duty Online just got ridiculous. I mean, they started introducing, like, the prestige levels with all the different things that you could earn. And that was back before you could really, like, pay to win. It truly was just, like, however many hours you put in, man, is how good you're going to be. And that was about it, you know?
Well, even then, it's not like you really, like, with Halo, at least, if you're leveling up, it's not like you actually got an advantage of any kind. You just kind of carried your level, and you could get the, like, cool cosmetics. You remember, like, in Halo 3, you could get that, like, samurai sword on your back, and it's not like it did anything, but
it looked cool.
It looked cool.
Yeah.
It told people how much of a life you don't have. And it was sweet. I was like, yeah, I'm going to show everyone that I don't have a life. I'm going to show everyone.
I do wonder how many hours of my life I've spent playing between Halo 3 and Halo Reach. Because both of those, I think I prestiged multiple times.
Enough to satisfy you and completely forget about it already.
Yeah.
Just a giant time burner. But yeah, and then otherwise, like, nowadays, right? I don't, for me personally, like, I'm a pretty pretty big person into kind of, like, trying to, I guess, have a wide spread of video games. I'm not just, like, stuck to one specific type of, like, strategy video games or first-person shooter video games. Like, I'm the kind of guy that will, like, jump into just about anything except for whatever reason, Madden, dude. I just cannot play Madden. I don't care for Madden. I've tried multiple times. I've purchased Madden probably like 3 different times trying to get into it. But otherwise, you can easily find me playing like Dark Souls, Sekiro. I'll play Halo or Call of Duty. I'll play Civilization. I mean, literally anything under the sun that you could pretty much think of, except for whatever reason, Madden. It's not sports games. I still played, you know, a couple of different, like, you know, 2K games and, you know, SSX games and snowboard and whatever else and the Olympic games. Like, for whatever reason, Madden's the only thing that I won't play. But I'm such a broad kind of player because I like to, I don't know, I guess get a lot of exposure. But for me and Mitch, though, we both played Dark Souls and Sekiro. And Sekiro. We made, like, Sekiro, and we made drinking games out of it.
Yeah.
And we poured probably like 300 hours. And I don't know if maybe the drinking had something to do with it, but we poured like 300 hours into those games, like just making drinking games out of it.
I don't know if there's a game that I've played that I haven't tried to make a drinking game out of it.
Huh.
Yeah, if that says anything about me. But
Mom and Dad, if you're listening, don't worry.
Yeah.
It's all under control.
Everything's okay.
It's all for fun.
But otherwise, like, I don't know, like, strategy games are definitely, I think, have a certain tune to it for me where, like, I really like getting into the details and micromanaging. Like, I do love StarCraft quite a bit. You know, I think character development and character building games are a lot of fun, like Diablo. We'll talk about Diablo later in the series, but, you know, like, I obsessively played Diablo 2. I did buy Diablo 3 when it first came out. I think all of us did here. It was a game that I don't think really developed fast enough for all of us, or, you know, wasn't... The seasons were kind of really the only thing that was changing. That game was a little disappointing, but...
Yeah, and it was weird, because it was like, you know, they didn't have the torment levels. You know, they originally had the... What was it? So it was, like, normal, and then, like, nightmare, and then hellish, and then it was, like, impossible to get gear. It was impossible to get gear unless if you're, like, going through the auction house.
And really good at gambling, yeah.
And really good at gambling. And then they, like, pretty much completely changed the game when they got into Torment. Or added the Torment difficulties, and then they made it easier to get gear. And then it was
better. It's still a game that I'm definitely excited for Diablo 4, but, like, that type of strategy game, I guess, and, like, building a character in a specific way that meets... You know, different play styles. Like, if you want to play really fast, or if you want to be tanky, or do you want to be a glass cannon? Like, those are all, like, super fun and interesting to me. But, you know, and then playing games like Age of Empires. Such a sweet game. Loved that game for years. But, like, those kinds of strategy games, StarCraft 2, whatever else, like, you know, have always fascinated me. Just kind of, I don't know, I guess the sport games. I don't know.
Yeah.
They sucked.
I never got into the sports games either. I had Madden 09, I think, was the last one I had with, I think it was Brett Favre on the cover of it, but I played it for maybe 2 weeks and then just kind of was over it, you know. Of course, the Broncos weren't very good at the time, so.
Yeah. I mean, are they ever?
But you could build your own team and make your own characters and stuff, which was kind of fun. But, yeah, I've always been more of a strategy kind of game person. Age of Empires, I still play, you know, Definitive Edition, and play a lot of City Skylines now, too, which is another good, you know, city builder strategy kind of game.
That's a really good game, yeah. What about first-person shooters? Do you ever play first-person, third-person?
Yeah, Doom. Kind of games? Play a lot of Doom.
I've heard about how good that game is. I surprisingly have never played the newest version.
It's great.
Like, I feel like if you want to get a really fast-paced first-person shooter, that's the game to play.
Yeah, because, you know, Doom Eternal came out right when kind of the whole lockdown, the whole coronavirus started getting big, and I played it a lot, like 60 hours within the first couple weeks.
Oh, my God.
And it was just a great game to play. Damn. So,
yeah, and that... That's one game that I would love to play. I've heard great things about it, and I especially heard that since they've added like ray tracing in that game, I believe, I really wanted to play it. Since ray tracing came out, I've been obsessed with wanting to play those kinds of games.
It's a very well optimized game, Doom and Doom Eternal. You could play it on just about anything. Mm-hmm. You know, my sister plays it on a 1060, and I play it on a 2070 Super, and it still works great, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you playing it off of Steam? On the computer?
Yeah, I get it on Steam.
Okay. So just about all of us, I think, really utilize Steam as the main platform. I do have, like, an Origins account. I do have, I don't know, like, whatever else, those little random ones. But...
If I could have all my games on Steam, I would.
Yeah. Well,
the only reason I have, like, Uplay and Origin is because they are, you know, they keep their games on their own shitty streaming platform.
Yeah. If you want Need for Speed, you have to get Origin. Yeah. It's like Titanfall when it came out. It's only on Origin. Ugh. It's like, come on.
I know. So annoying. And then I swear, Origin, man, I get an email from them like once a week being like, someone tried to log into your account. Yeah. Someone tried to use your verification. And I'm just like, come on, EA. With how much money you guys are making and you've got tons of deals with like Disney. Like, come on, man.
Right.
Figure out your security, dude. This is getting ridiculous. Seriously. It's getting so bad. I'm tired of the emails. I wish that I had a way to transfer over like all my Dead Space games, and I wish I could take SimCity and put that onto Steam, just because like Steam is such a solid platform. Like, I don't know what
it just works. You open it up, it works.
Yeah,
there it is. No issues.
Really like easy to navigate, easy to use.
No one tried to steal your shit.
Yeah, right. My first experience with Origin was when the last SimCity came out in 2013.
Yeah,
and I remember just being a nightmare. You're trying to connect to a server, it never worked.
Yeah,
you know, and that's what pushed me away from it. Pushed me to Steam all the time.
That's the same with Ubisoft too.
Right,
they do not have servers actually. Right. I think their servers consist of like a potato in a room, and there's like a monkey watching it, and
a couple of hamsters in a wheel trying to provide power. But Ubisoft though, I love their video games, man. Like Assassin's Creed, Valhalla. What an insanely amazing game. Like, it bugs me that I still haven't beaten that game yet, because I want to beat it so bad, because it was such an amazing game, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, Ubisoft is making, and they're about to make, and we'll talk about this in another series, but, you know, they're about to make an open world Star Wars game, which I can't help but imagine is going to be phenomenal. Like, you know, I don't know. What else to...
I'm trying not to get my hopes up about that.
Yeah.
Just because it'd be so terrible for it to just be like a really crappy game.
We've been so used to EA making Star Wars games, though. And no offense to EA, but it's, you know... Star Wars is probably going to be really good on Ubisoft, man.
I don't know,
like,
I mean...
EA doesn't make bad games, but, you know...
Did you ever play... You never played Jedi Fallen Order, did you?
No, and I heard that it's really good, and I heard that they're coming out with a second one.
Yeah, have you played it?
No.
Jedi Fallen Order is really good. I mean, it's pretty much like a Dark Souls game, but Star Wars.
And maybe it's just my opinion's a little bit jaded, because playing Battlefront 1 and 2 made by EA just wasn't as good as the Battlefronts that were made for like PlayStation 2, you know, back in the day. And
I mean,
those games are so good. And that's why the second
Battlefront is pretty decent, honestly, I'd say.
I heard it sucked when it first
Yeah, when it first came out, it sucked. It was like, it was all...
I didn't play it for very long either.
It was all pay transactions and...
Like I only played the beta, actually, because I didn't even like it.
Yeah, I think when that game originally came out, like, you didn't even have every hero unlocked. You had to, like, either unlock it through crates that you bought, or it took, like, forever to earn.
Yeah.
Because that was that, like, infamous, most downvoted comment on Reddit was, like, EA was having a, you know, AMA about Battlefront 2, and they told everyone, it was like, well, we want players to, like, achieve a sense of, like, purpose or something.
By paying to win?
Well, yeah, or spending. And I think someone did the calculations, too, that was, like, to actually unlock all of the heroes, you had to play the game for, like, 5 years or something straight. Yeah.
No, nope. I'm good. Thanks. But, and that's why I mean, did not do it.
It was free on Epic, like, you know, a couple months ago.
You made me download it, and then we never played it.
No, we should play it. It's kind of fun now. It's not bad.
I
am excited for EA to not have the rights to Star Wars anymore, or, like, exclusively.
Yeah. Right. EA did say that they were still going to continue making them, but yeah. Anyways, we'll continue talking about that, I guess, on another episode. So, but really, I think that kind of wraps up this episode. That's kind of who we are, what we do, what we play, all that kind of stuff. We're already one shot and all of us two beers deep. That's just kind of what this show's about. Throw back some cold ones, hang out with the homies, and, you know, feel free to shoot us an email at techbrews@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know what you guys want to hear us talk about, or if there's something that if you guys want to join us on the show,
yeah,
shoot us an email. Yeah. We'd love to have you. We'll call you in, and that's about it. Thanks for joining in, you guys.
Bye.